Men born before 1949 and 1983 to women in the United States who ate a lot of beef while pregnant have significantly lower sperm counts. So growth promoters, including sex hormones used in cattle during this period to increase yield, may have damaged prenatal human sperm development. So the study included 387 men and found that men had, on average, a 24% reduction in sperm count if the mother ate multiple daily servings of beef. Jacob, do you have any insight?
I have nothing to say about that, but I want to thank you all for listening to Cargo Cult Radio. Wow, it's been a fun show about body image and size.
Okay.
Stay tuned for anti-beta blockers.
Thanks.
Daddy, why is the sky blue?
Well, because Mother Nature wanted to match your pretty little eyes.
Nope, not even close. See, all colors have wavelengths that are diffused by oxygen and nitrogen. Since blue has the shortest wavelength, it's diffused up to 10 times more. So the human eye sees more of it than any other color. That's why the sky looks blue, Daddy.
Who in the world taught you that?
Mommy.
By sixth grade, too many girls lose interest in math and science, and in just a few short years, almost all of the jobs they'll want will depend on having these skills. So keep her interest alive any way you can.
Daddy, do you know why the concept of odd and even is a philosophical illusion?
Why don't you tell me?
For more information and ideas, visit www.girlsgotech.org. Remember, it's her future. Do the math. A public service message brought to you by Girl Scouts of the USA and the Ad Council.
Keep open the shop where you're not selling fish hooks anymore. You are the free swimming fish.
Lily Bwanji.
Namaste.
Tune into music for human beings.
New Age Talk Radio with an emphasis on you.
Think that you're gliding out from the face of a cliff like an eagle? Think you're walking like a tiger walks by himself in the forest. You're most handsome when you're after food. Spend less time with nightingales and peacocks. One's just a voice, the other's just a color.
Friday, 7 p.m., WMBR in Cambridge, 88.1 FM.
Most people associate sickness with old age. So getting sick was very hard for me. It's hard for any young person.
At the age of 39, a kidney transplant saved Derek's life.
After my kidneys started to fail, you know, I couldn't even play basketball with my son. I just wasn't able to do the things that I used to do. My mother, you know, had the same kidney disease. And it was hard for my kids to lose their grandmother to the same disease that they knew their father had. Since I have a transplant now, I can walk my dog, I can shoot basketball. So many things I can do. I can go to the park with my family. You know, we lost a lot of time, you know, just everyday life, simple things, you know, we just couldn't do. I hope that I can make that time up, you know, we get a chance to live again.
You have the power to donate life. Be an organ and tissue donor. To find out how, go today to www.donatelife.net.
Mezzanotte, I'm martedì. Sono un programma a Boston dove puoi sentire la migliore Jamaican ska. La bovine ska rocksteady, the generoso fiero. Tutte canzone vecchio, de Jamaica. Mezzanotte a martedì. E unica stazione, WMBR, Cambridge.
Scientists are quite concerned about a certain type of bird flu. For now, it's extremely rare in people. But if the virus were to change, a global flu pandemic could occur. So what should you do to prepare for an outbreak of pandemic flu? Many of the same things you've always done to prevent the spread of germs. Be sure to cover your nose and mouth with a tissue when you cough or sneeze, and throw the tissue away after use. Wash your hands often with soap and water, especially after you cough or sneeze. If you're sick, stay home from work, school, and all social gatherings. Also, try not to touch your eyes, nose, or mouth when you are sick. These simple steps can help protect you and your family from colds and annual flu right now, and later on they may actually slow the progress of a flu pandemic. For more details, visit pandemicflu.gov. That's pandemicflu.gov. Or call 1-800-CDC-INFO, 1-800-CDC-INFO. Know what to do about pandemic flu. A message from HHS. I'm Rashida Ali Walsh, author and daughter of Muhammad Ali. Parkinson's disease afflicts 1 million people in the United States and Canada. My dad knows that people affected by Parkinson's disease can have meaningful and productive lives. New guidelines from the American Academy of Neurology help neurologists make early, accurate diagnoses and optimize proven and effective therapies. The guidelines also promote screening and treatment of hallucinations, depression, and dementia, which affect many people with Parkinson's disease. They help neurologists track how quickly the disease may progress and tailor treatment, which may include drugs, surgery, exercise, or physical therapy accordingly. Patients should have regular contact with a neurologist to find the correct treatment for them and to help maintain optimal quality of life. Bottom line, the guidelines help improve the care and the lives of people with Parkinson's disease. For more information on the guidelines, visit the American Academy of Neurology at AAN.com.
Get on your dancing shoes.
Baby, come dance with me.
I'd rather dance with you than talk with you.
Dance along with myself.
You are the dancing queen.
Dancing, dancing, dancing.
Hey, welcome to Anti Beta Blocker. Today it's a special edition. We have Optics from New York to play some of his very energetic IDM. Isn't that a great track? It's by Lego Feet and Optics. And who is Lego Feet?
So Lego Feet is a pseudonym of Autechra from the early days. This track's actually from '91. It's the first release on Scam Records. Two tracks on the EP.
Wow, so Autechra has many pseudonyms, huh?
Yeah, another one, Guestcom, includes the Autechra guys and a whole bunch of other artists.
And this is a really long track. It lasts for 16 minutes. So we figured in the middle we should, you know, talk about something. and a track before that is originally by Kodo. It's a traditional Japanese drumming group. Is that Optics?
Yeah, this was actually a remix, though, by Kaz and David Beal. It's on the Saiso album. It's an album of remixes of Kodo stuff.
Yeah.
Track is called Eros by Kaono. Optics just told me that he loved to watch the visualization when he plays this track. Why?
Well, if you look at this track on a spectrum analyzer, especially at the beginning, you'll see the frequency quite clearly because it's a perfect sine wave that just changes frequency, which makes it quite easy to see.
Thank you.
now for something completely different.
I need to knock that shit off. That's some greedy ass fake bullshit. I need to knock that shit. Knock that shit off for real.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? Knock that shit off. That's some greedy ass fake bullshit.
Thank you.
No saying.
What's this shit doing exactly?
Increases the amount of the neurotransmitter serotonin by inhibiting it from the brain.
Thank you.
So this is a Psytrance track, originally made by Zero. It's called Gravity Waves, and remixed by Infected Mushrooms. The track before that was also a Psytrance track. And Optics corrected me that they are not techno. Actually, Optics, what's the difference?
Well, a lot of big arguments have been started with that question. But I'd say a good rule of thumb, Psytrance is fatter.
Fatter? That's the only difference?
No. Psytrance is more of a psychedelic element to it. Started in Goa in India. So it had a lot of influence from psychedelic rock in the early 80s. Whereas techno is more of an industrial sound, harder, kind of more aggressive sometimes.
So Psytrance is more drug-related.
I'd say that goes for all of music.
Well, actually, Optics introduced me to electronic music years ago. So I really trust in his taste.
That you're dreaming in the first place. You got to be able to recognize it. You got to be able to ask yourself, hey man, is this a dream? Dream?
Dream.
knows fun rules.